everybody. It's Leslie.
And Mike.
And we are here for the, what, Mike?
70th?
No.
We did.
Yes.
69.
No. Nope. Yeah. It's the 70th.
70th.
Yeah. Friday Night Beer Blog. This is the podcast where I read Mike my weekly blog about life in general as a midlifer, 50 pluser, right?
Mm-hmm.
And why do I do that, Mike?
So I can critique it and give you feedback.
That I ignore.
Yes.
I mull it over. I think about what you say and then I dismiss it.
Yeah. You used to take what I said and, you know, then made edits to it, but
did
not
I?
Anymore. No.
Did I really?
So now you just do it because some people don't like to read.
Oh, including you, correct?
Yep.
This week's Friday Night Beer Blog is brought to you by, of course, Mile Wide Beer. We are actually, after we finish recording, we are going down to Mile Wide Beer. And why are we doing that, Mike?
Because we just can't get enough.
That's funny. That's funny that you said that. No, there's a special reason why we're going down there to actually drink beer.
Really?
Yeah? What's today?
My grandmother's birthday.
That's true. This was her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Who else has a birthday today?
I don't know.
You're trying to forget? Our oldest child, he turned 25, actually, at 5 p.m. I should have gone up there and, like, given him, he's upstairs.
Gone like this.
At 5 o'clock, that final push.
Thank God.
Yeah, he was born at 5 p.m. I had gone into labor the night before. My water broke, and I was in labor for 18-ish hours.
17, yeah, I remember 17.
I think it was 18. And the only other thing I remember happening that day was, you know, because the television was on all day, you know, trying to take your mind off of...
Is it OJ?
No, it wasn't OJ. Like, Brad Pitt and Gwyneth Paltrow, they either got married or got divorced. I don't remember which.
They were married? Or divorced? I don't even remember.
Yes. Wait,
not Jennifer Aniston?
Oh. No. They were a couple. Brad Pitt. Wasn't it Brad Pitt and Gwyneth Paltrow? See, now you have...
Now I'm thinking, I'm like, there's something did happen.
See, now you have
me. Especially when your water
broke.
There was something going on, and it was on television, and now I can't remember.
Well, after Ian was born, a few months later, Princess Diana died.
That's true.
So that's this 25th anniversary of that. So, by God, see, now you have me doubting, but I know that it was Gwyneth Paltrow and Brad Pitt. I'm pretty sure. Unless
you'll
I'm insane.
To, you'll have to write a
of
note.
Of course, I'm going to go to Google afterwards and check that out.
What happened on June 17th, 1997.
Yes. Anyway, well, I know what did happen. I pushed a baby out of my hoo-ha.
Oh, God. All I remember is you standing on all fours and me having to rub your belly. I was just like...
They were telling you what to do.
The doctor, yeah. And I was like, literally did that for 17 hours. The next baby, I said, screw this. I'm on the couch.
You went to sleep. And my mother and my sister had to keep me company all night long. What is it about my babies that made me stay up all night long? Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's do this.
Ready for the old blog-a-rooney?
Yeah, we were going to keep this short tonight.
We are going to keep this short because we are going to Mile Wide to...
celebrate.
Drink a beer with our homie.
Yeah,
get him some pizza because he's 25. I mean, it's a big milestone birthday. Mm-hmm. At least it was for me.
Quarter of a century.
Yeah, quarter of the way to the inevitable. So,
oh, now you're, where are you going with?
I don't know. I was gonna say no. It's a big deal. Turn 25 is a big deal. Okay, so the title the title of this week's. Beer blog is The Expectations of Turning 25. I had to commemorate this date. Well, because turning 25 was a big deal to me. Was it a big deal to you?
Nah, I still hadn't figured things out by then.
Well, we were talking about it last night. You were still in school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I had already...
I also started school late, but...
I had already been married, divorced, and such, and graduated, and started
as
a job.
You always say, you were an overachiever.
Mm-hmm. Well, as I said in my Instagram post this morning, I've always been in a hurry. I'm in a hurry, and I'm in a hurry. What's next? What's next? Mm-hmm. What's next? Mm. Okay, so anyway, June 17th, 2022, the 70th official Friday Night Beer blog. Today, my oldest child, today is my oldest child's 25th birthday. Ian is 25 today. Blows me away. He was a little boy like yesterday. I may have to say that over and over a few times for it to sink in. There's something about that number for me, 25. It's not necessarily that way for other people, but for me, there was always something about that number or something about being that age that felt so official, so grown up.
It's called, you're closer to 30 than you are to 20.
And I had serious expectations of myself when turning 25. I think these days, probably the number that people feel like they're an adult is 26. And why do you think that is?
For women, maybe.
Well, no. So I think it's 26 because kids can't be on their parents' insurance anymore at 26. I got to be an adult. Subheading, my own 25-year-old expectations. I seriously remember in the couple years leading up to my 25th birthday that I expected certain things to happen. Number one. Mike's phone was going to ding. Number one, I was looking forward to being taken seriously at work. As in, she's 25 today. Yesterday, she didn't, but today she absolutely knows what the hell she's talking about, and we should listen to her. I wouldn't say that they started to listen to me. They more like were tolerating all of my opinions. And I'll have to say, I don't think this has changed much.
I don't think so.
But for real, the number two expectation that I had was that I would suddenly be visited by the late bloomer puberty fairy and grow a set of boobs and hips to rival Pamela Anderson on Baywatch.
I was serious. Me too.
I was serious. I was like, it's going to happen. I was convinced that if I just waited patiently and wished for it, that it would happen. And if it hadn't happened by 25, then heaven forbid, it and many other things might not happen at all. When the big birthday came and went and everything remained the same, my lack of chest size was soul crushing.
Yeah, I thought I was going to, like, grow and be, like, 6 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm 22, and I'm 5'6". I know by 25 I'm going to be 6 foot.
I have a big old Magnum P.I. hairy chest. And I'm like, ooh. Nah, I want one of those.
Subheading, how it actually turned out. I'd love to go back and give that imaginative, flat-chested 25-year-old a hug. What a babe she was. She didn't know it, though. What a babe she was. She had already lived a lifetime of disappointment and self-discovery and had been given a million reasons to quit on life. But she had brushed herself off and continued onward to dream like it was nothing. Getting knocked down and effortlessly getting back up was her forte.
Sad thing is it was you getting running into the wall, falling down. Running back into the wall, falling out, running back into the wall.
Man, dude, that's life.
You were just like, no. I did, I mean, man. It was you. It's just like,
what wall?
Hey, I don't remember. There's a wall there. What? No, there isn't. Bam.
Little did she know that soon she would start dating the love of her life. Oh, who was that?
Brad Pitt?
Be at the start of a 30-year career in educational film and television and raise two amazing children, the oldest of which turns 25 today. Her life was already well behind her, as well as expanding outward in front of her in ways that she couldn't even imagine. So what if those little booby expectations hadn't come to pass? Shut up, Mike. It was only the real things in life that were going to define everything that was going to happen in years ahead of her. Not even she could have imagined how wonderful her life would turn out.
Yeah, I think this isn't the first podcast or blog or...
blog podcast. Yes, yeah, yes.
Whatever, that you've talked about your boobs.
It's a thing, I guess. Yeah, I don't remember any other ones, but...
Oh, you don't?
No, I don't. You do, I guess. Subheading. Not my dream, but better.
I think I've talked about them once. You've talked about them a couple times.
We all have that little dream of a thing we wish for in our lives. For me, I was going to be a mix of Woody Allen and Steven Spielberg. Mm. But it didn't happen exactly like that. But in a way, it did sort of. I have pieces of my dream weave throughout my life. And it's not until you stop and look back that you can really see it so clearly. Like you've looked at it a million times and then suddenly it's there and it's so obvious. That's the thing about turning 25. We have so many useless expectations of what our life should be or who we should be. Like we need to hurry up and get to the next level so that we can move on to the next. But I tell you, dear reader or listener, and I'm sure you know this, that life is not a race. At 25, so many things are going to change on a daily basis. Some expected, some not, but all arriving when they are supposed to and in the order that they are meant to happen. Deep. Subheading. He's not down here, but I'm going to read this anyway. A birthday message to Ian. I wish you were down here. I should call him down here. Mm. Oh, no.
Nah.
And so now to Ian, my darling boy, on his 25th birthday. Thank you for being my forever boyfriend. See, that's why I don't want him down here. He might, throw up in his mouth.
Yeah, he'd get creepy on that one.
I love you more than I ever thought possible. You made my life complete until Kate showed up. And then it was even more complete. When I turned 25, I had no idea that you were coming or what you would bring into my life. And now that you are 25, I can't imagine what my life would have been without all of the love and blessings that you have brought with you into my world. Remember to not get bogged down with any kind of expectations that you might have for yourself or feel that someone else may have. Your life is wide open in front of you. It can be absolutely anything you want it to be. All I know is that this world is lucky to have you in it. You have a special purpose and gifts to share that I can't wait to see. And I can't wait to see what this life has in mind for you.
It was going deep until you said special purpose.
I know. And then you're thinking of the jerk. Yeah, I know.
I was like, oh my God.
When I read that, I was like, Mike totally is going there. I can feel it.
She wasn't talking about your special purpose, Ian.
Yes, the other special purpose. So, yeah, that's the end. Oh, man. 20 freaking five. You know, and it's hard not to... You know, it's his 25th birthday, but it is hard not to think, oh, my kid's 25. What does that say about me?
That we survived.
I'm still alive.
We've made it this far.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot. There's been a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I avoid that wall now, if at all. No, I really don't. Okay, I take that back.
On some things.
I still run into that wall a lot. So did you have any expectations of yourself when you turned 25? Do you remember? I remember you at 24.
Go out, drinking, dancing, smoking, I don't know, just getting into trouble.
Yeah, you were pretty much a party boy at 24. You were in school, though.
Yeah, but that was secondary.
You were working a lot.
Waiting tables, bartending, stuff like that.
Right.
Nothing serious.
Yeah, you were...
My mom actually started to help me pay rent. So I literally, she just said, you need to get out of college. She says, I'm like willing to give you half of my paycheck a month. So she literally paid me to graduate from college. And I did.
Yeah.
And if I hadn't, and if it weren't for her, I probably, I don't know, I would have eked it out another year or two.
But you think?
I don't know.
You may have. You were a player. You were a player back in those days.
I was having fun.
You were having fun. Yeah.
It was hard. I don't know. I definitely wasn't grown up at 24, 25.
I was definitely more grown up than you were at that time. Yeah,
well, you were trying to be. I wasn't.
But
I was trying to have fun.
Yeah. I was trying to have fun, but I was...
No, you weren't.
I was trying to prove myself at the same time. You were only allowed to
have this much fun. You're like... I can't have any more fun than this because I have to do all this over here. You see this wall? I got to hit it.
That's
funny. I got to keep hitting it. Because one time, I'm not going to fall down.
That's right. One of these times, I'm going to bust right through that motherfucker. Still waiting. Still waiting. All right. Yeah, we're going to, like I said, we're going to cut this short. We could talk forever, I'm sure, mm-hmm. about the good old days. But, yeah, we'll wrap this up so that we can take our son out to get some beer and pizza, you know, because that's what you do when your kid turns 25, right? I guess. Yeah. I don't know. We're making this up as we go. It's our first kid to turn 25. So if you have enjoyed this podcast, make sure you subscribe or follow, and then roll on down. While you're listening right now, roll on down to the bottom and give it a star rating. But only if it's a what, Mike?
A five star.
By God. That's all we want. No, well, no. I would say a four star is fine, but it's not. This is my wall. It's got to be a five star. Five stars. So, yeah, that helps. I'm just kidding. But that helps with the whole algorithm, and it helps other people find this podcast. Obviously, we will be back next week.
Forever.
You can count on us.
I thought we were actually going to get a vacation week this week.
We may get a vacation when we go to the lake in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Okay, you got to fill me in on that. Because you're going to the lake too, so therefore there's a break. You get a break.
Well, maybe we'll
when I go to the lake, there's no break.
Well, maybe we'll do it if our friends want to do it with us. While we're there.
Ooh, oh, Rocky would love it.
Oh, of course he would.
Paula would like it, probably.
Yeah, we might do that. All right, everybody. We hope you have a great week. We will talk to you on the flippity flop. See ya.
See ya.